2007, directed by David Wayne. The Invention of Lying from 2009, directed by Ricky Gervais and Matthew Robinson.
Yeah, he had another director on there.
Yep, couldn't handle it himself.
All that directing.
And those were the movies that we watched.
That's it.
Comedy movies.
Comedy movies about religion. God.
Right
the
on.
The old God. Yep. I wanted a couple movies that they didn't really have to have that much of a theme this week, but I wanted some easy movies, some funny movies. I didn't want to think too much. I didn't want gay serial killers and all the controversy that comes with that. I just wanted some funny movies, poking fun, some one of them lighter fun, I guess. One of them kind of some hard fun.
So even you though it picked
goes
the
down easy.
Least controversial subject, religion.
I picked the least controversial subject between the two of us.
Yeah, that's true.
I think every other subject is probably more controversial with us. And this is probably the one that we can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I picked it. I didn't want too much today. I didn't want to take on too much.
All right. That gets that out of the way. You picked them. Now should we talk about them?
Why not? Let's talk about them.
I enjoy both of them.
Okay.
The 10. Let's have you rank the skits, but backwards in order.
Okay.
From your least favorite to your most favorite.
Ooh, boy. Okay. Most favorite.
Nope. Let me just... What did I just say? I just said rank them backwards.
I know, but I'm looking at them first.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm okay. That one. I'm gonna say my least favorite probably.
This isn't that big of a deal. You could also just say, I can't do it. I pass.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. The animated one?
The animated one. Agreed.
Which was okay.
Actually, not you know bad. What? Second least for me. But okay. but one of the worst. Could be the worst, easily.
I'm going to say, thou shalt not commit adultery. Just
which,
because it's so
which one's
short.
That? I don't know which ones these are. That's you got to describe them a little bit.
Okay, that's the one that Paul Rudd is actually a part of.
Yeah.
And he's got Diane Wiest. I wanted to see Diane Wiest. Don't promise me Diane Wiest and then not give me any Diane Wiest.
Okay.
Okay. That's 10. That's 9. I'm going to say thou shalt not steal, where she takes the ventriloquist dummy and has sex with it. Even though, I mean, watching Winona Ryder have sex with a ventriloquist dummy is pretty awesome.
Okay.
The rest
do you want
it...
to keep listing them, or do you want to stop and talk about a few of those?
Okay, let's stop. Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're doing here. We're gonna talk about them as we list them. Okay, let's talk about them.
I agree with the animated one being one of the worst, not the worst. Okay. Mine, the worst one was the Jesus one, the second skit where she goes down to Mexico and nothing funny happens. And then she meets Justin Theroux and he's Jesus. And then and then she comes home. It's a waste of a premise. That was my least favorite one. But Lying Rhino was my second least favorite one.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd's was the third least favorite for me. So we pretty much agree on most of those, except for the dummy. The dummy was my second favorite one.
Okay. Why is that?
You've got that listed as your one of your least favorite.
Why is that?
I thought Winona Ryder was hilarious in it. I thought she was very funny. Surprisingly funny.
I think she's very funny, but I think the premise isn't that great. I like the premise
I thought it was great.
Okay. I like the premise much better of what the Jesus one. Lord's name in vain, right?
Yeah, but nothing funny happens in that.
But it's got Gretchen Mol, though.
So what?
I gave it points just for casting Gretchen Mol.
Well, it shows
and
you.
Justin Theroux.
They're wasted.
But
they
I'm
don't
gonna
do
put
anything
that.
Funny.
Yeah, maybe I'm gonna put that one at seven. I'm
At
gonna put
seven.
it at seven. Okay, so we got thou shalt not commit adultery.
Well, you
goes
asked
on.
Me a question, and then you're just going back here. You can't. I want to answer the question.
Okay, answer the question.
The dummy one.
Okay.
The way she reacts when he's on stage telling the jokes, and she's just dying laughing, and then he's like making the comments like, "Oh, you got a cheap date there, eh?" And then she's like, he's like, "I'm gonna take you backstage." She's like, "What, me?" Her reaction to all that stuff, and then how quickly she dismisses her boyfriend, who she's left her husband, who's buried in the dirt. She's left him for that newsreader guy, Louis LaFonda.
Yeah.
And how quickly she's like, he's like, "Can we go, honey?" And she's like, "Shut up." She turns and she's so mean to him. I thought that was hilarious. And then everybody
you
reacts.
Convinced me.
Everybody reacts to her like, it's a dummy. Like, I bought him off of eBay or something. And she's like, oh, I don't know. It's very funny. I like that one.
You
Second
convinced
favorite
me.
for me.
Okay, you convinced me. It's probably better than that. I'm trying to rank them. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
I know. I chose this and thought them all through and then ranked them, and I have them written out in front of me, and then I threw it at you, and you're like, "I'm going to do it on the fly, and then I'm going to stick to my choices no matter what."
I'm going to try and defend them. I'm going to try and defend. Okay, so seven, I got Lord's Name in Vain. Six,
well, I don't know
I'm
which
gonna...
one that is.
That's the Gretchen Mol Jesus.
All right.
Justin Theroux. No Other Gods, I'm going to go six. That's Adam Brody stuck in the ground.
Ah, see, I like that one. That was in my top five. But okay, keep
I
going.
Like it, but it's not getting in the top five.
Yeah.
Boy. I'm going to go Honor Thy Father and Mother. It's funny that Oliver Platt comes it's in my top five because Oliver Platt comes in as the Terminator and it just makes no fucking sense. He's just playing the term. He's playing Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he takes his place in the family. It's funny. I like it. Top
Yeah,
five.
sure.
Number four. Number four. Maybe Thou Shalt Not Covet Thy Neighbor's Wife. I feel like I've seen something like that before.
I don't know which one that is.
That's the one where they're in prison and Ken
Oh.
Marino and Rob Corddry, and he's trying to convince him to become his bitch. And I love the way that they just keep saying, "I'm going to rape you without your consent, of course." And he's like, "Oh, of course, without my consent, of course."
Yeah, it's good.
Love it. Oh boy, top three now. The big ones here. Oh boy, is that one number one or number two? Number one, number two? Boy. What do we have left here? What do we got left? What do we got left? Okay. We got.
I will never do this again.
Yeah, this is, well, you could have asked me like 20 minutes ago.
You could have passed.
Okay, we got Thou Shalt Not Covet Thy Neighbor's Goods. That one's great. Oh boy. What do we got? We got I think I'm missing one here. Thou shalt honor the Sabbath day. Must have two the same. No. This is your fault. Okay. Well. Oh, thou shalt not kill. Okay. Okay, I got the top three. You ready?
What? I'm sorry. What?
Have my top three. Are you ready? Okay.
Oh no, no, yeah, no, make a longer pause asking me to get ready. Yes, that's a
Well, you were
smart.
on your phone.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Number three, thou shalt honor the Sabbath day. I love that they're just naked. That's the way that they get out of churches. They have a naked party. Number two, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, the CAT scan machines. Awesome. The kids all need a CAT scan machine, even though there's no way it would help them if they were poisoned by radiation. It's still hilarious. Number one, thou shalt not kill. Just the funniest thing ever. I did it as a goof.
Yeah.
And people just keep telling him, like, you can't, you killed her. And he's like, but it was a goof guy. Look, I love when he's like, wow, you accidentally left those scissors in it? No, it was a goof.
Yeah.
That was awesome that he did it as a goof, so he thought he could get away with it. Number one. What are your top five? Give me your top five.
Skydiver. Murderer in prison as a goof, the dummy, and then the CAT scan one. And that's it.
What about thou shalt honor thy Sabbath day? Where do you have that one?
My sixth.
Okay. So we had pretty close CAT scan one and two.
Yeah, the CAT scan one's the best.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that one and saying I thought it was your favorite by far. But even in when I rewatched it this time, I know he does something weird when they're at the bar and he puts the music on. And even just watching how do you say his name? Latrulio?
Oh, Joe Latrulio,
Joe Latrulio.
yeah.
Even just watching him walk back from the jukebox dancing, like I don't know why, but that made me laugh out loud. And then
And
I
they're
forgot
sick.
that he slaps his kid. They just hit their kids and their wife like just nonstop for no reason. Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's an amazing, it probably is the best one. But the thing that I always remember, and sometimes I even say it when I do something, I go, it's a goof.
Yeah.
And people are like, what are you talking about? And that one, it's funny because it's so ridiculous that he kills somebody as a goof. But the CAT scan one is awesome. Like at the bar singing the song together, the kids are the guy's like, I was a what was he? I was a newscaster turned tour guide or
Yeah.
something. That was a, that's it's a, it's just awesome. There's some great sketches in here. I what do you think of a sketch movie in general? Do you
I like
think
it
most of them?
because 5 out of 10 of these sketches are not that
Mm-hmm.
funny, and it's still a great movie. Because
Yeah.
the sketch that isn't that good of a premise, it'll be over pretty shortly, and then you get one that's great and makes you laugh out loud. So I'm cool with the idea, because if they had just done the she goes down to Mexico and meets Jesus and has sex with him, and then that was their whole 2 hour movie,
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, this is terrible, this is horrible. What a waste of a sketch.
And if that's the problem you get with the invention of lying is that if you run out of material, it's got to be an hour and a half, no matter what. So you have the awesome premise, you have the cool stuff happening, and you still have so much movie. But like you said, in the 10, if he had put that sketch in the 10 or something like that, it would have been amazing. You could
Like
have,
what?
well, you could have shortened the invention of lying to like 15 minutes and just put that in
As a sketch.
as a sketch. Like the way I see the movie is it's great for, I don't know, half the movie. And then you're kind of like, okay, the hook is that he's the only person who ever lies, or the first person to ever lie. And then once you get that, okay. And then he makes up religion and you're like, okay. And then the last half hour, like a romantic comedy.
Well, okay. I'm sure I've told you this before, but here's my memory of watching The Invention of Lying in theater.
Okay.
People were laughing the first half of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit longer in the first half. And then when it became really obvious that it was about religion, I noticed the laughter stopped in the theater. And I still am not sure if I was interpreting that right, but I noticed people were laughing a lot at the beginning of the movie, and then it, and then by the end there was very little laughter. Now I'm not sure if it's because the second or the last third of the movie is not funny. Maybe it's because it actually they stop with the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that it was the audience reacting to, oh, they're making fun of religion here. That's how I interpreted it, and I could be totally wrong on that.
You could be right, you could be wrong. Like, I never laughed out loud, I would say, after the first half of the movie. It was still funny, but it's funny in like a, oh, I see where this is going. This is interesting. He's making a lot of good points, but it wasn't like the funny stuff where she's like, I was masturbating or whatever. Hilarious stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or Louis C.K. driving the car, and he's just so drunk, and he gets pulled over by Ed Norton. That's a great sequence.
Yeah. But no, I, you know, now that I watch it, I'm like, what I don't understand about the movie is, why does everybody have to be so mean? It's one thing to tell the truth, but why do they also have to say everything that's on their mind?
Everything that comes into their mind. I think they must have thought at some point, we have to figure out how we're going to make, like, how we're going to present this, right? Like, there must have been some kind of a first draft, I would think, where they weren't saying everything that came into their head. And it was just like, it's not obvious enough.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know why you couldn't just have somebody ask somebody a question and then have them respond with the truth.
Like, instead of like, just like, you're a fat, ugly idiot.
Yeah,
like,
as he walks down the hall, in the nursing home, all the old people yell stuff at him. Yeah. I'm scared and I'm alone and you remind me of my grandson. Like, they just keep, and I'm like, okay, so it's not only everybody has to tell the truth because they haven't invented lying yet. They also say everything that comes through their mind. Like that woman that's standing out in front of the building. I just don't want to go into work, but they're always yelling it at him as he walks down. And I'm like, okay, that's the first time I watched it. I didn't give a shit. I was just on board for the premise. The stuff that makes me laugh is like, when you think about if a world were like this, this is how a Coke commercial would be. And they have, what's the guy's
Jimmy.
Name? It's Jimmy. What?
Jimmy. Is it Jimmy Simpson?
Yeah, it might be. They have him just saying, like, I work at Coke. I'd like you to keep buying Coke. And he just keeps saying factual information while holding a bottle of Coke. And you think,
you know what it is. You already drink it.
Like,
there's
like
nothing
many
different.
And you think that's how advertising would be, because everything in an ad is a lie. And so when you take away all the lying, you're just left with somebody standing there telling you facts. And then that stuff makes me laugh. Like, and then the commercial for Pepsi that was on the side of the bus. Pepsi when they don't have Coke.
When they don't have Coke. And then I don't know if this is, if you realize this or if I'm misinterpreting this, but Pepsi, it says, I think that the after he makes up religion, says Pepsi now available in the afterlife. Is that a lie? Is that the first, like, is that the second lie? Is that marketing started to lie?
I think you're reading into it.
I think I might be reading into it, but how would they know if Pepsi's available in the afterlife? Or are they just thinking everything that you like is available in the afterlife?
Yeah. I like this scene where he's going through the crowd and they're asking him questions. And I think you probably pointed out the funniest line in that, where it's like, everybody gets the mansion, the best mansion they can think of. And the one guy's like, oh, I just thought of a crappy mansion.
Eric Andre. Just thought of the worst mansion. And he's like, no, the best.
Not his reaction. Ricky Gervais's reaction to a lot of the times when people yell at crazy stuff is what makes me laugh as well.
Because he's the only one that understands. He's the only one that gets it, which is funny. Yeah, like, you're right. People just yell shit out at him. But I think they just had to kind of do that and maybe excuse it by, is it a lie if you don't say what's on your mind? Maybe, right? Is it like a lie of omission if I see you and I'm like, I hate your beard. Like, if I don't say that, is that a lie of omission? Like, if I think of something that I could tell you and I don't, is that a lie?
I'm
not telling you?
I don't think so. If you're actually asking me that question, no.
Okay.
Why do you have to say everything that comes through your mind? If somebody asks you, what's your opinion of my beard?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
But why do you just have to say everything that comes through your mind all the time? I don't see that as being.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to posit what they might be thinking.
And I think
you're
thinking way too much. I think they just thought it'll be funny if he walks through an old person's home, and everybody yells out all these terrible things that they're thinking.
Yeah, you get more things that people shouldn't say and that we keep inside. And he has to go through at the back end of the movie and correct all those things or whatever.
Yeah, like there's enough scenes where the two people are arguing in front of the cafe and they're all just saying exactly what's on their mind.
Yeah.
That was legitimate. They weren't yelling it at him as he walked by. And like the homeless person has stuff written down that says whatever truth
I
was
don't
on
understand
his mind.
Why I'm homeless and you're not homeless or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was kind of like a background joke. Those are kind of like jokes going on, like a Naked Gun type of movie, where if you look in the background, there's all these additional jokes. But the stuff where people are just yelling shit at him distracted me. And I've seen it probably not that long ago. I probably watched it again and thought the same thing that time. I'm like, why does everybody have to say everything that comes through their mind? It's very, first of all, it makes Jennifer Gardner like a terrible person.
Which
is also why I don't even buy the whole romance thing. Not because Ricky Gervais is a little fat man with a snub nose that can't get such a hot girl. I don't buy it because I'm like, why would he want her? What has she done to deserve any kind of attention? At the end, they're sitting on the bench and he starts to say all this wonderful stuff about her. And she says something like, okay, first of all, she's going through the park, bad-mouthing every person in the park, right?
Yeah.
There's a fat loser. And he's like, well,
Everybody's a fat loser in the movie.
You don't even know that guy. Yeah. And she's like, well, he's definitely a fat loser. And then she goes on to the next person and says, and there's a fucking loser, and he's a loser, and everybody's
a loser.
Look at
those two nerds on the bench.
Yeah, and she's bad-mouthing everybody. And then he says something like, well, maybe they are in love, those two nerds on the bench. And she goes, you just see more of the world than I do, right? Like, totally clueless, like a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And then she says to him, do me. And he goes, well, let me say, you're the kindest person I've ever met. You're the nicest person. And I'm like, where are you getting that fucking from? She just demolished everybody in the park. And again, on first viewing, I just laughed at the jokes and moved on with my life. Didn't give it any thought, but I've seen it a few times since then.
Yeah.
And now I hate it. Every time I watch it a little bit more, I hate it a little bit more. I don't hate the movie, but I dislike it a little more every time I watch it because I'm like, I don't know. This stuff is, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hadn't seen it in like 10 years, and I expected when I watched it this time, because I didn't remember it, of course, that he would end up with another girl. The one that was nice to him.
Like,
that seemed to be like the movie, is that he would find somebody who's not
terrible,
saying mean things to him and yeah. being, yeah, like she calls everyone a loser.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That's like, it's her view is all about looks.
It's totally about looks. And it's like
material,
genetic material. And she's all torn. And she's like, I just don't want to have fat kids.
Yeah. With snub noses.
And it's like, you're the worst person on this planet. You're the worst person. Yeah. She's and so superficial.
Why would the kids be fat? Like, my kids aren't fat.
No, they will be.
Maybe. Okay, keep. What were you going to say? You were going to say something. Sorry.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Thought you had something to say. But I do like the movie. CK is misused, though, I find.
Yeah.
He's not doing any Louis C.K. funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have gotten, like, I think, well, not that they would have been able to, but Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think, would have been better in that part.
Mm-hmm.
Louis C.K. just, it doesn't seem like him. It's just, it's a little bit off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a,
but
yeah.
He got, he got all these amazing people to be in the movie. So, hey. What are you going to say? It seems like this is a movie almost like The Thin Red Line, where everyone said, I want to work with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in on the ground floor with this guy. Not that Terrence Malick hadn't been around like 30 years later or 20 years earlier, but everyone was like, I got to work with Ricky Gervais. So we got the most incredible amount of cameos and people to be in the movie. And it was, it's kind of a testament to The Office, I think, really.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But go ahead with what?
I don't know. You're going to say something.
I'll think of something. I love the premise. I already said all that shit. Why did Yeah, no, I've said everything I have written down here. Everything. Sorry.
All right.
I'm out.
It's all right. I think I had some questions. Oh, okay. So they talk a lot about marriage in the Invention of Lying. Do you think there would be marriage without religion? Because they don't have religion, but they have marriage.
Right. Yeah. Makes you wonder. Hmm. What? Till death do us part. I honor. I vow never to. All that stuff's a lie.
The man is in control and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole idea of marriage, it's a lie.
Yeah.
So, could you have it unless you also believed in an invisible man in the sky? Man in the sky forbid.
Awesome line.
No, it's a good question. What do you think?
No,
marriage
or no
marriage?
Can. No, you couldn't have it. I think that's one of the few mistakes that Ricky Gervais makes in the movie. Mm-hmm. Is having the concept of marriage before, and I'm pretty sure they do have the concept of marriage before he becomes the guy who brings religion to the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do, for sure.
Yeah. So I think he misses on that one. I think that could have been a good joke, is that he creates marriage and then it backfires on him because his preferred lady wants to marry Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, another question. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Is the concept of lying not existing better or worse? Like, is lying good on the whole, being able to lie, or bad? Not lies themselves, just the ability to lie.
I honestly, it would require more thought than I'm willing to give it right now. What's the answer, Jesse?
No, I want to know your answer.
No, you said you're pretty sure you know the answer already. So what
your
answer?
I know the
be?
Answer you were going to give me. I thought you were going to give me an answer.
So what was that?
I thought you were going to say, yes, lying is good.
Lying is good.
Or the ability to lie is good. Maybe
the
not
ability
like
to
telling,
lie.
not telling huge lies, but like pretending you're a doctor or something like that when you're not, and letting people die. But the ability to lie, do you like this shirt? Yeah, sure, it's a great shirt. Love the shirt. Do you like my haircut? Love the haircut.
Well, you're just assuming that everything is a lie. Like whenever you're complimenting somebody, you're
No,
lying.
I'm not. No, I'm saying the ability to, like, what's the point of saying
You've actually just convinced
little
me that
things?
I don't like lying. I don't want it. When I ask somebody a question like that, I want the truth, and people think that I want them to lie to me and tell me a lie, and I don't. So you've actually just talked me out of it. So, yeah, you're right. All those little things are the things that really annoy me, especially with you. Like when I was asking you, you're like, you and Ian are the most opposite people on the planet Earth. And I'm like, why? And you're like, and I'm like, what does that mean? And you're like, well, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. And you're like, well, so obviously. You wanted to say the most insulting fucking shit to me. So
No,
I had to
I
make
did
it up in
not.
my head.
I
I had to
didn't.
be
You
like,
did. No,
I'm a
you just made
fucking
it up in
fat,
your.
snub-nosed loser. And
That's not what
Ian's
I meant at
fucking the
all.
perfect.
I meant just when I'm listening to you two talk. That's what I meant. I didn't mean like your looks or anything like that. I meant just listening to you two talk. You have such a different way of talking and interacting with people. And even though you agree on a lot of things, you have different worldview. That's what I meant. I didn't mean anything physical, which that's weird that you thought
I thought everything bad, every single positive thing that you might have thought, I thought it all. And I'm assuming that's what you were trying to say because when I pressed you, you just w clammed up like a little
Well,
bitch boy.
I didn't have any specific, it's more of a just a feeling. I didn't have anything specific, but I think lying benefits you. People lying to you benefits you because you really just make crazy shit up when people can't say something. So
So
it's,
how
I think it's better for them to lie and just say, no, I wasn't talking
you
about,
thought that was better by you going, no, it's just the
I
way
couldn't
that you
remember. It
guys
wasn't a lie. I
just
couldn't remember.
now I can't remember. I don't even where are we? What's happening? I don't even know what's going
Where's my
on.
pants?
That
What am I doing here? No,
wasn't better. I would have just preferred the insult, and then I could have analyzed it.
I have a terrible memory, and there was no insult. It was just you two are very different. You sound different.
So no, it's not better. When I
Okay.
ask somebody to tell me the truth, I just want the truth. Sometimes people say dumb shit and I'm like, I don't agree with you. Sometimes they say shit that I'm like, yeah, maybe they got a point. That's the way they see the world. Maybe there's some truth to that. So, it's up to me to deal with the insults, the way that people view me. It's up for me to deal with that as opposed to the way that all the millennials, they're growing up saying it's up to the rest of the world to shelter my feelings and to make sure that I'm always unshamed. Like I can be a fat, disgusting loser, and as long as everybody says, oh, that's great, good for you, then my feelings remain intact and I never have to feel bad about myself. The world has to protect me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I don't think we should go around calling people fat losers.
Well, I don't think so either. Like this movie, I don't think, why do you have to yell at people down the street? You're a fat loser. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, when
But
you
if.
don't know somebody, there's you shouldn't you shouldn't just go up to them and start yelling shit at them.
But if somebody comes up to me and asks me if they like the shirt they're wearing, I'll give them the honest answer, like yes or no, or you know what, I really have no opinion on it. And that's the truth.
Right. But what does it benefit you to say, no, I don't like your shirt?
The guy asked me the question. He must have
Right.
wanted the truth from me.
Nobody wants the truth.
I do.
You do. That's the problem, is that you're the only one maybe who wants the truth.
Well, why
You're
the
the
fuck
only
are people
one
asking?
that
Why are
if they said,
people
hey,
asking?
how does this shirt look? And I like when you're okay, like if you were trying on shirts. Like we were in a in a montage in an 80s movie and you were trying on shirts, then yes, I would give you advice because you're not already wearing the shirt. You're looking for a nice shirt to wear to the prom because you're gonna, you got the hottest Molly Ringwald girl, and you're gonna go with her. Like that at that point, I would say yes. I don't like this shirt. I like this shirt. But if you'd already picked out the shirt, you're already at the prom with Molly Ringwald, and you asked me, hey, do you like this shirt? I would always say yes. Because if I said no, then you would be like, oh no, maybe Molly Ringwald doesn't like the shirt and she's not going to give me a kiss at the end of the night.
I'll go put it back in the closet and I'll get a different shirt and I'll ask you again.
But you're already at the prom. You're at the prom. You're already like, she's about to ask you to dance with her.
I don't know why you think you have to do so much analyzing of the question and the scenario and all this. Somebody just asked you for an honest opinion. And you decided, no, I'm going to think it all through and I'm going to decide whether they truly want to lie or the truth and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's why I don't ask you stuff. Because I just take... like, because you're a fucking liar. And I can't trust you.
I don't lie to you unless I don't really lie to you.
You do. Because you're like, well, I'm protecting his feelings, then it's a good thing to lie. And
I don't lie to you because I know you don't want me to lie to you. Most people do want me to lie to them.
I usually
most people
don't believe
do
you.
Want me to tell.
Anyways,
yeah, I know that.
Say...
All right. So let's go back to what were we talking about? You were mostly saying how I'm so terrible.
Yeah, you are terrible.
Most of the episode has been how I'm awful.
Right. Well, you can go ahead and prove me wrong.
I can't.
No.
I'm an awful person.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to, it would be better if you just lied and said I wasn't an awful person, I think.
So, yeah, you think the definition of making you a good person is just lying all the time. Just telling people what they want to hear.
I prefer, and I don't know where I heard this, sparing people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason if somebody says, am I looking fat? And they're not like, and they're not really asking you, right? Like you would really ask me.
But how do you know if somebody is really asking you to answer a question? I don't understand how that, where do you have, what, how do you know that?
Because if this is something that you don't always talk to this person about and share your feelings about being overweight, and they're just like, hey, I think the shirt makes me look fat. I wouldn't say, yeah, you're looking fat. I'd say, no, you're looking good. Go on your date. Molly mm-hmm. Ringwald's waiting. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason, there's no benefit in me saying somebody looks bad.
So it's all about you.
Well, it's about the context, right? Like it's all about, it's about them. It's about their feelings and me helping.
You just said that there's no benefit for you to tell somebody the truth.
There's no benefit. Yes. No. There's no benefit for me to tell somebody the truth. The benefit would be for them, but there's no benefit for me to tell them the truth. Not a benefit to me for telling them the truth.
Yeah. I mean, we see the world differently.
Yeah. Do you think more people see it like me or like you?
Probably like you.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Truthfully, I ask people questions when I want to know the answers, the honest answers. Why would I ask somebody a question if I just wanted lies?
Well, because they want somebody to validate them. They want somebody to say, yes, your shirt looks good. No, you don't look fat.
So I don't see the world like that. I don't see why would I waste my time asking somebody to lie to me to protect my feelings.
Well, you're asking somebody to give you confidence.
And whatever. No, whatever. I don't know.
That's how I see it. Is that you're asking for validation. You're not usually asking, people are not usually asking for the truth. They're asking to be reinforced.
Yeah, and I don't know how you know that. I just don't know how you know that.
I think it's proven through many studies.
Uh-huh.
By science. Very rigorous scientific studies.
Okay. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
I got nothing. Just wanted to change the subject.
Okay. I'd like to tell you about an awful movie that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Poughkeepsie Tapes. Very bad.
Okay.
I don't think you would see it because it's supposed to be about a serial killer. So they present it as a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first, 3 minutes, I thought, I think this is, an actual documentary.
Right.
And then they ruin it by doing a bad VHS effect.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole premise of the movie is that there's a serial killer who recorded all of his crimes mm-hmm. on VHS. While he was doing them, he's got a video camera in one hand and he's murdering a child with the other hand.
Right.
And all the shots are, of course, perfect. But even before that, the first time they're showing you a tape of him coming up to a child, it's the worst, fucking computer VHS effect that they put on a tape, and it takes you out of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gotten a video camera,
right.
A VHS camera, and just filmed it, and it would have looked shitty.
Right.
And it would have looked way more authentic. But they get a good camera, and they don't even put it, I'm pretty sure they don't even put it in the right aspect ratio. I'm pretty sure it's in 16:9 aspect ratio as well.
Right.
And it just takes you out of the movie.
Now that's
and
pretty
for
old,
3 minutes,
right?
They had me. 10 years, something like that, 2013, 2014.
I would say it's even older than that.
Maybe, but not that much older. It's in this century.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay.
But it's not like they didn't have the proper technology. It seems like they thought nobody's gonna realize that we didn't film this on VHS. This VHS effect looks so awesome. And it just took you right out of the movie.
The Poughkeepsie Tapes?
Poughkeepsie. Yeah.
2007.
Okay.
That's pretty old.
20 years, okay.
Because I'd heard it recommended as a good horror movie, but I thought I'd heard it 16 years ago.
But there were even more VHS. I have five cameras from the 1980s that somebody just gave me that they didn't want. And then I tried to look up selling them and you couldn't sell them for anything. So these people could have gotten an almost free video camera to do this properly. And a lot of the stuff kind of works pretty well up until a point. And then it just gets a little stupid, but I had to turn it off because of they just ruined it with these shitty effects.
You didn't finish it?
No.
Huh. Yeah, no, and that's long enough ago that, yes, VHS was still around in 2007.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you can, and especially if you're making, this was a well-made film, lots of locations, some decent acting, it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Until they started fucking around with these terrible effects.
Hmm.
The premise is a little, but they really just one thing just ruined that movie.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I started watching Children's Hospital again after watching The Ten.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So many of the same people show up in these kind of comedies.
Yeah, very much that the state people and that crew, Paul Rudd and Rob Corddry and everybody. It was a great time for comedy in the early 2000s.
Yeah, Jokes that you couldn't get away with today, though.
A lot. Like, didn't. Was it in the 10? Was it in the 10? Or was it. Oh, no, it was in The Invention of Lying. Tina Fey just goes off calling him a sec or a, what do you call it? A gay slur like 15 times.
Yeah, which to me, I was like, that's not. You're not telling the truth. You're just insulting somebody.
Yeah, and it's not the truth because he isn't gay.
Right.
So why are you saying it?
Yeah, that's I agree. It was it's not it was just people just insulting him.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying things that are factually accurate. She was just looking for insults.
Yeah, and he was chubby, but he wasn't fat either.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that was a great time. Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Fun times. Did you watch any other stuff? I was surprised you didn't watch A Wet Hot American Summer again.
I might have to.
I think I'm gonna have to as well.
If I watch it, I'll have to then watch the 20 episode on Netflix as well, because just goes so perfect together.
Oh man. Did you enjoy that the 20 episode or the
I did.
The
I liked them. Yeah. They're funny.
I like that they went even further back to the first day of camp.
Yeah.
They're like 20 years older and it's even further back.
Great show. Great comedy.
Great movie.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else to talk about, really. Okay. We can wrap it up.
Unless okay,
you
got so
something else
week,
to talk about.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I had one thing to say.
Uh-oh. This is our last episode.
That would be a lie.
Oh.
I know you don't care about this, but I was thinking, you know how in sports playoffs, they always have 7 games? Mm-hmm. Best of 7, right? You've got to win 4 games.
In baseball? Though do they do that in hockey as
baseball,
well?
Baseball, hockey, basketball, pretty much everything but football.
Okay.
Okay. Make it 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. The Raptors are on the 7th game. The first 6 games, nobody gave a shit. People are going crazy for the 7th game.
Mm-hmm.
My son's watching teams he would have never watched because it's the 7th game. They all pretty much went to the 7th game. I don't know, like maybe not all of them, maybe half in this first round went to the 7th game. Nobody cares until it's the 7th game. Just 1 game. Just skip to the 7th game. You can even call it the 7th game. Pretend they had 6 before that. Just play 1 game.
But then you're only selling 1/7 worth of tickets.
I know. But have more rounds. Have more teams in the playoffs. Do something. But just make them all the 7th game.
Yeah, well, you're a bigger sports fan than me. I'm surprised. I think most sports fans would want more games, wouldn't they? They would never say reduce it to 1.
But the first 3 games, though, nobody wins that series, right?
Yeah, from what I've heard from sports fans, it's just as important in game 1 as it is game 7. Like, they want their team to win the first 3 games. When I watch it, I want it to be neck and neck. I want it to be interesting.
But don't you want, okay, so your team, let's say your team wins the first 3 games, right?
Yeah.
You want your team to win the 4th game?
I don't. Me personally.
You don't.
Because I'll flip-flop. I don't have a team.
Oh, okay, I see.
So I just want it to be interesting. I want it to come down to the wire where everything comes down to, it all matters, this one play, all the tension is heightened. But when there's 3 games, one team's won it, then the other team, if they win, it doesn't even matter. They're just staying alive barely. So,
right. So it should always be the 7th game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'd be fine with that, but I'm not a sports fan. So I would think that people wouldn't agree with you.
No, probably not, but it's just too much. It's too much to watch them go back and forth, and then it comes down to a 7th game, and everyone goes crazy.
Yeah. And your son's into this?
Yeah, he loves, he watches so much baseball and football and basketball. and I'll just wait until the last game. Like, I like, that's why I like football. Every time in the playoffs you lose, you're out. You don't get a second chance. There's no two games, three games, seven games. You lose, you're out.
Yeah.
You have to win every single game in the playoffs.
Sure. Yeah, no, I hear you. It's probably not a popular opinion, but
no, probably not.
I hear you.
Not, like you said, not financially popular.
No.
But anyway, skip to the seventh game. Okay, so next week we're going to start our series on Indiana Jones. We're going to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Temple of Doom. First week. All right. I will see you next week, Adam.
All right. I'll see you as well.
All right. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.